You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey guys, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast, and today is April 11th, 2024, and thanks for hanging with me. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe, then head on over to YouTube to check out the channel, youtube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe, then head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to give the blog some love, and make sure you check out the podcast at podcast.HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com. That is updated every Thursday. And check out my upcoming book scheduled for publication this November at www.cdsthebook.com. So how the hell are y'all? It has been a very long with like 37 O's week so far. But to be fair, my week started like last Thursday, and it's just been a continuation of bullfuckery since then. But, you know, whatever. Monday, I had my usual, like, go to the YMCA and do all the things. And then, you know, there was the solar eclipse along with the planetary alignment and all that other stuff, which if you guys didn't have a chance to see the eclipse or were stuck inside, I'm sorry, but it was freaking phenomenal. Here in Washington, it was dark gray overcast like it normally is. And so I was really bummed out because there was a couple of viewing parties that I was going to go to. One of them was held at the one of the local libraries. And so I ended up going to the library anyways because I just didn't feel like going home. And there was some resources at the library that I needed to utilize, one of them being the ability to print some stuff up. And so as I was in there, I kind of felt like a shift in the energy. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And I look out the window and it was this like neon electric blue outside that was so bright, it actually kind of hurt your eyes. And when I was driving home, it was the full on like corona or whatever you call it. We only got like part of the shadow up here in the Pacific Northwest, but it was still enough to like really change stuff around. And I forgot how cold it gets when we have an eclipse. The last one we had was, I think, 2016. And my niece and I kept her home from school that day. And my niece and I, we went and did a viewing party at the library. And I just remember how, like, quiet everything got. Like, all the birds stopped singing. The air stopped moving. And it was just this eerie feeling outside. And then we watched as the sun and the moon like eclipsed each other. And then anyways, it was just like, wow. So we got the winds from the eclipse, and it was freezing freaking cold. I was so thankful I had a jacket, but the jacket that I had on is like just a regular zip up hoodie. So it's not anything substantial, but it's usually like warm enough for me because, you know, I'm a big dude and I produce a lot of body heat. But Yeah, it was cold through there, and like my hands were freezing from the wind, and it was super bright outside to the point where it was literally making my eyes water and giving me a headache. And we probably had 30, 40 knot winds or whatever. It was hardcore, but amazing nonetheless. And then Tuesday was just chaos. I had to go do my monthly grocery shopping, and in doing so, I went with a friend of mine. I was supposed to go with the PR person that's helping me with my book, because we were going to do shopping for the May 4th party that we're going to be having for the book. But my friend had injured her foot and needed help getting around or whatever. And it was just a very long day of just trying to do grocery shopping, dealing with other people. I was like a squirrel, because my ADHD and everything was all over the damn place. Like, I was just trying to focus on what I needed to buy for my monthly groceries, what I needed to buy for the event, and what I needed, like how much money I needed to save back to be able to get other things, because there's certain things that I buy when I'm out and about, like at Walmart or Winco or Dollar Tree, Trader Joe's, whatever, that you know, that's the only place that I get those items at. And then I do local grocery shopping, and that's usually for like milk or a DiGiorno pizza every now and then or something like that. And, you know, like DiGiorno pizzas are my favorite grocery store pizzas, I guess you could say, the take and bake type pizzas. But anyways, so I had all that going on. And then, you know, as I was halfway out to the shopping center, which is like 30 miles from my house, I realized I left half my money at home. I was like, God dang it. What am I? So I called my mom. I was like, hey, mom. So, you know, I'm special. I forgot my money at home, and I'm going out to do grocery shopping. Will you send me, you know, 40, I think it was like 40 bucks. I was like, will you send me 40 bucks and I'll like give you the money tomorrow? Like, I'll drop it by the bank and put it directly into your account or whatever. She's like, yeah, don't worry about it, hun. I was like, okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I had a lot on my mind this morning. She's all, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm like, okay, okay. So, you know, thank God for parents, you know, or my mom is so freaking amazing. Anyways, so yeah, just, I told my friend that I needed to be back home by 5 because Tuesday is also trivia night. So we get home at 5:30. We're crossing the bridge, getting back to our place. And from the bridge to her house is another 15, 20 minutes. And from her house to my house is another 10, 15 minutes. So I come flying in the door. And at this point, I am tired. I am sweaty. I injured myself twice while we were out shopping. I pinched a nerve in my neck and I tweaked my back, which, you know, I already have the spinal degeneration bullshit going on. So, you know, that was all the rage to be able to tweak my back further. And that like pinched nerve in my neck, that was like beyond some bullshit right there. But yeah, so I get home, I get all my stuff put away really quickly, go into the bathroom, get cleaned up, and grab all my devices and head out to the bar so that I could go play trivia. And thankfully, we kicked ass. We won. There was like two or three categories where we were just like right below the bar that we were going up against. But yeah, it was, Tuesday was very long. Very long indeed. Then yesterday, I went out, or not went out, but I had to go to the YMCA like I normally do, and did my little workout or whatever. And then I had a meeting with a business, and it was with their resource manager, and just got kind of established with that person. And the whole aspect of the meeting was talking to them about my book and like seeing what kind of help could be given, if there was any way that I could have like some time or space to do like a fundraiser there at their establishment and do like a rev share type of thing, like a 50-50, 60-40, whatever. Just trying to drum up funds for the book and talking with her about like just everything under the sun. And we kind of bonded over the fact that she's a peer counselor and I'm a peer counselor. So, you know, we talked about that for a little while and just how like amazing and just awe-inspiring that some of the things that we've had to deal with as peer counselors are just in our day-to-day use of our abilities and trainings and stuff. So it was a really good meeting, and I felt good about the time that we spent. I got there at about 10, and my meeting with her wasn't until 12:45. And so I just sat there and drank a cup of coffee and wrote in my notebook, played on my phone, talked on the phone a couple of times to some friends. But it was just a really nice, chill, relaxed area. And this place is like a community hub. Like they have a lot of teenagers that come in and use it. They've got like computers and video games set up. They got a coffee shop. They have little snacks all around the place, some that you can buy, some that are for free. They have like Dungeons and Dragons on one night a week. They have open mic nights. They have symposiums. They have like all this stuff going on. And they're also a peer-led mental health facility, and they're also a LGBTQ center, so people who are part of the community can go there and talk. And then in the bathrooms they have a bunch of different resource flyers and posters. They had one poster that was nothing but QR codes for like all the different clinics and the different organizations and stuff around town that helped with whatever you needed help with. And then in the restrooms there were bowls that had condoms and feminine supplies like tampons and Kotex and sanitary napkins and all kinds of other stuff. And there was also like little bottles of shampoo and conditioner and bar soap and toothbrushes and stuff. So it was like one of those take what you need if you need or whatever. And just a great place, a great space. So I think I'm going to start doing a lot more there, even if it's just me going in to type something on the book or just sit there and doodle or have coffee with a friend or something, because I really liked the space. I liked the energy. I love what they are offering for the community, because this community has nothing for the kids. And there used to be a kid place downtown called the Broiler Room. And it was kind of clicky. Like, you know, if you were a coffee drinker or whatever, you couldn't be there. You could be there, but like it was really kind of just based around the coffee shop aspect of it all. But didn't have near as many like open resources as what this place did. Like they had computers set up that you could use and print from and do all the things. And then they had like a library that you could read. And yeah, just really freaking awesome. So anyways, I'm going to be staying in touch with the resource manager there and trying to get some of my own stuff done. It's the first Friday of every month. So this is the second Friday coming up. So yeah, that's not going to work, but they have an open mic night. And I really want to go to that and try to read an excerpt from my book and like drum up some publicity. And, you know, I think it's going to be a good thing to be able to introduce my stuff to the community there, because it's like a sub-committed community. But anyways, yeah, so that's what's been going on this up to today. What Friday, Saturday, and Sunday holds is a mystery. I do know that Saturday I'm going to try to go back out to the city and go to REI because I need to return my shoes. I have a pair of Hoka, and there is a I'm sorry, I just got a text message. But anyways, I got to return my Hoka to the REI. REI has an amazing return program, and my shoes are still in really good condition, except for the fact that there is a hole around the ankle support. And the way that the ankle support in the Hoka works, it's like a super rigid piece of plastic. But now that the hole is there, my shoe is rubbing a hole in my foot, and it has really started hurting, and I can't have open sores on my feet as a diabetic, so. I'm going to try to get that taken care of this weekend, hopefully. I don't know if my sister is going to want to do that because she had to go out of state and she just got home last night. And it's on her account. Like, I have access to her account, but yeah. Anyways, that's about the only plans that I have for this weekend, is trying to get my shoes exchanged. So anyways, guys, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, put them in the comment section down below. Please make sure you like and subscribe to this. Follow me on Instagram. And I also have a TikTok for as long as TikTok is around. So you can find me over there as well. And yeah, just have a great day and try to do the best you can with what you have available to you. And until next time, I will talk to y'all later. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast. With your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often, as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.